In town, and we should be joined on the phone now by Eleanor Hooker of the RNLI Loch Derg Lifeboat. Eleanor, can you hear us okay?
I can indeed. Good morning.
Loud and clear from across the lake. Yeah. So, you're is the press officer with the RNLI Loch Derg Lifeboat, is that correct?
Yes, I'm press officer and I'm also a helm on the lifeboat.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Yeah. So, it's, I suppose, a year of anniversaries. 20 years for you on Loch Derg, 200 years for the RNLI between England and Ireland, is that correct?
Yes. Well, the bicentenary, 200 years of life saving. And over that 200 years, over 144,000 people have been saved. So it's quite a thing. And to consider that the volunteers who man the lifeboats or woman the lifeboats or crew the lifeboats give up so much of their time historically. I mean, we stand on the shoulders of giants because each new innovation that the RNLI has developed and introduced over the years, we've benefited from. And of course, it's a charity. So it's all of our donations that support the innovation and keep us safe as well. Because every time we go out in the lifeboat, it's our lifeboat as well. It gets us home.
Yeah.
So
based
the best kit.
In Dromineer.
Based in Dromineer. It's midway down the eastern shore of Loch Derg, the largest and lowest lake on the River Shannon. It's east of Eden. It's the most beautiful place in the world. It's our secret, but we're letting people know slowly.
Slowly.
That if they want to know what heaven looks like, come to Dromineer, come to Loch Derg.
Well, I grew up on the shores of Loch Derg near Fortumna, and I live, you could say, within 200 yards of the shore in Mount Shannon at the moment. Oh. So I always felt I need to see water, need to see Loch Derg, you know.
Yes. Yeah. And wherever I've lived around the world, when I've moved away from home, I've always lived near water.
Yeah. So will you describe the type of boat or vessel that you have there in Dromineer and what it's capable of doing?
It's called an Atlantic 85. It's it was donated to us by Robert and Jean Spear in the UK. They donated money to the RNLI. The RNLI recognised that Loch Derg needed a new boat, so we got it. Jean sadly died before the boat was finished, so it's named for her. It's called the Jean Spear. It's 8.5 metres long, twin 115 horsepower engines. It's had all its defence mechanisms removed, so it takes a lot of punishment.
Yes,
it seats four. It's got the navigation and the radar that we have on the 85 is the same as what they have on the all-weather boats, the ones that go 200 miles out to sea. So it has all the smell, you know, the bells and whistles.
Yes.
But none of that can be substituted for local knowledge and for seamanship. I mean, all of those things marry together. So, you know, there are times when the satellite is down. So we navigate by dead reckoning and by local knowledge. So, and that's what we teach to new crew as well. So they know the lake like they know the face of the person they love, you know, intimately.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The lake is potentially a dangerous place, you know, all water is, I suppose, really. And is there any advice you'd give to people that are, let's say, even the regulars now might be fishing or just pleasure cruising or whatever on the lake, or even newbies that are getting into it? Any advice?
Well, the season is starting again, so people are taking their boats and launching their boats. I would say change your fuel because all that old diesel, it clogs up the water outlet and the engine failure. So make sure your boat is serviced. Make sure that you have all your skills. So don't go out in weather that's beyond your skill. Wear a life jacket. It will save your life.
Yes.
Carry a means of communication. Tell people where you're going and when you intend to come back or when you anticipate you'll reach your destination. That's really important because often we get shouts to people who are overdue so that they said, I'll be there at 10 in the morning and it's now 2 in the afternoon and they haven't arrived. So they raise the alarm. I think be sensible, you know that to ring 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard if you're in trouble. Communications is vital. Always carry a means of communication, an alternative means of propulsion. I know that if you're on a yacht, you know, an oar won't work.
Yes.
But if you're in a small lake boat, in addition to your engine, carry oars, have them on the floorboards.
Yes, yes.
Just make sure, I would say knowledge is power. So every time you go out in the lake, check the weather before you go out because the apparent weather. You know, some people look out at Loch Derg from Dromineer, and if it's offshore, they think gorgeous. But people looking out across at Dromineer from County Clare going, ooh, rough. So if the weather is offshore, know the conditions of the water. And I always say to people, ask locals. Man, they will tell you. they will tell you probably what you had for breakfast, but they'll probably say, too, not a good day to be on the water.
So, I mean that affectionately. Yeah. And of course, I would also say, growing up in Portumna now, and if you get a southwesterly wind, it's coming all the way, you could say, from Killaloe right up the lake. There's nothing to stop it. And it can be quite awesome at times, you know. Might look harmless, but it can be quite rough out there, in my young days anyway, so we, you know. But it's great, I suppose, these days everybody should have a mobile phone. They should be able to contact from any place in that lake. And I expect phone reception is good everywhere on the lake, is it?
It can be variable, but and I would say if you're going to use a mobile phone, make sure it's charged and bring a means. You know, you can buy portable chargers.
Yes, yes.
And also bring a bag. If you're doing water sports where you're in the water, put it in a waterproof bag.
Yeah.
We had a shout last week to somebody, and another boat was on the water. It was a May Day. Another boat was on the water, and if there's any boats in the vicinity, they pluck them out of the water. And so we went over and we spoke to the person, and he said, I just put my mobile phone into my watertight pack, and had I not that, I don't think anybody'd known I was there.
Really?
And it was pretty blowy. So, you know, just sensible stuff like that. Yes. If you know, you can buy those and you can attach them to your life jacket.
And I suppose nearly a simple Ziploc bag would nearly do it for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Just to have it.
Yes.
And I think, too, lots of boats of VHF.
Yes.
There are so many courses where you can learn how to speak on the radio, because they're, you know, if you're in trouble, you just say help, or you know, you dial 16. But I think, too, just there are so many courses available.
Yes.
Be as skilled as you can. Like, you wouldn't get into a car and just drive it to Dublin, having never driven a car before.
No.
Well, you might, but you wouldn't probably get there safely.
Yeah.
Eleanor, can I ask, this is Dara here, Tom's co-host. Can I ask, hi, not too bad. What was the reason for you joining the RNLI?
Well, for years and years and years, my husband, we live now in my husband's great-grandparents' house, right on the lake. I mean, our lawn goes right down to the water. And so when I met my husband when I was 20, I didn't sail, so I went off and did a sailing course. So my experience was sailing badly and driving a 5-horsepower engine, so literally putting around the lake. And then when Charles Stanley Smith and Teddy Knight approached the RNLI to bring a resource or an asset, you know, like a lifeboat to Loch Derg that was needed, I just volunteered. I thought, this is one way to give back to my community. I mean, I'm a full-time volunteer. Like, I was, in my career, I was a nurse and a midwife. I ran a literary festival for years. I'm always volunteering. And I thought, this is a really good way to learn new skills, to be part of something that matters, and to give back to my community.
Can you talk us then, very good, can you talk us then through Lap of the Lake, which is, as we said earlier on, it's the fundraiser for the RNLI, and it's a charity cycle. Can you talk us through the two routes?
Oh yeah, this is really exciting. It's phenomenal. Oh my God, there's so many people in Lycra, in Dromineer. It's quite astonishing. It's going to take place in May the 11th, and there are two routes available. There's a 120-kilometre route and a 65-kilometre route.
Yeah.
And the longer route will do a full circuit of Loch Derg, and it gives the participants the chance to see through three counties, Tipperary, Clare and Galway. And the shorter route just takes people to beyond Killaloe, to a turnaround at Killaloe Sailing Club, and that's absolutely astonishing. There's going to be comfort stops along the way. There are going to be marshals. There's going to be bicycle repair, stations too. Some people are going to use e-bikes for the shorter journey. And the fact is, because the RNLI is entirely dependent on donations, this is one way to have cycling clubs from the entire island. I mean, north and south, the entire island has representatives at this cycle. It's a massive community spirit, and raising money for a very important cause. And I mean, you know, everybody's competing for donations for charities. It's just a tough time.
Yes,
but I love that we're... like everybody, get the entire station and the fundraisers. Laura Clark is a member of the fundraising committee, and she's chairing the event this year. And she sends me back and forth emails. I help her with PR, but the amount of work is mammoth, but the rewards are huge. Just the smiles on everybody's faces. I've made some videos, they're on our Facebook page of previous years, and just, you know, when the world seems to be going off a cliff on a bicycle, on a unicycle even, when you see a community getting together and you see the cooperation and the collegiate spirit, it just sort of restores your faith. And I know now I'm sounding like I'm up in a soapbox preaching.
But I think you're preaching to the converted here, you know.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, it's just a wonderful event. And I love sending out the dispatches to different cycling clubs secretaries, and they come back and they say, yeah, we're going to be there. We saw you last year. We're looking forward to it. And we just pray that God will look down at us and say, hey, yeah, we'll make the sunshine for you today.
And most important question, Eleanor, is, you know, to keep the RNLI going in Lough Derg. You know, it's a vital service, and you obviously want more people to join the RNLI. So how can people do so? What piece of advice?
Oh, yeah, we no previous boating experiences. I mean, we prefer when people are carte blanche so we can draw all over you and teach you the RNLI way. But if you go to the Facebook page, you can message. It's open message, and you can message that way. Or you can drop down to the station and meet us in person. We train every Thursday night at 7:30 and every Sunday morning from 9:30. And there's somebody at the station. Come and meet us. We'd be delighted to show you around and to speak to you.
Fantastic.
You know, something, that's an invite we might take up here at the Scariff Community Radio. And as I said to you during the week, Eleanor, we really should keep in touch with you more often, because you always have news and you do perform a vital service on Lough Derg. And I hope while we have work to do this summer that it won't be too serious, that there'll be all good news stories.
Yes. We're here and ready if people need us. And my advice is, don't wait hoping that you can sort it out yourself.
Yes.
Even a call out in good faith, we're there for you. So just call us.
Yeah. And we had Sergeant Declan O'Keefe on just before you, and he's much the same story. Even just keep in contact, I suppose, you know. So if somebody who wants to contribute to you and isn't going to take part in Lap the Lake, what's the best way to donate to you?
If you go to Lough Derg, or if you go to ornali.org.uk / Lough Derg, the funds that, if you want to give them directly to Lough Derg, that's how you do it. You can go onto the main frame website of the ornali, look up Lough Derg and how to donate, and it's all there.
Yeah, very good. So, Eleanor, thank you for taking the time to talk to us here on Scariff Community Radio this morning. And I think you were telling me, are you on call this morning?
Yes, I'm on call. I just was checking. There's loads of us available this morning. But as I said, the season has started.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Like, I'm doing a PhD, and I was working away at my studies the other day, and my phone went off, and I thought, oh, that sounds like a pager test. And then, you know, you jump out of your seat, and it wasn't. It was a shout. And my dogs get very triggered. They go, you're going away, leaving us. Yeah, so you never know when the call comes through. Yeah,
you do a great service there anyway. So, Eleanor, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we wish you all the best.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.